St Andrew's police station to close.
20 charities receive funding from the organisers of the St Andrew's Midsummer Ball.
It's Monday, the 12th of December, with today's news headlines. I'm Tom Whelan.
And I'm Alexander Jones. St Andrew's police station on North Street is to close. Proposals currently in front of Fife Constabulary will lead to a new station being opened on Pipeline Road in the former health centre. The North Street premises built in 1905 will be sold off.
Over the weekend, more than 20 charities congregated at the Fairmont in St Andrews to receive cheques from the organisers of the St Andrews Midsummer Ball and the Mad Summer Dash. The whopping £75,000 that was raised is an all-time record for the organisers. The charities receiving the funds are all focused on children and most are locally based. Some examples are Madras Rugby Club, Childline and St Andrews Sailing Club.
Forecasts are predicting violent storms, including high winds, later this week for Scotland. Coming just days after the country was hit by gales of up to 80 miles per hour, the weather may make returning home for students very tricky.
Two teenagers from Dundee, Sean Diven, aged 16, and George McKinley, 18, have been locked up for 3 years after attempting to start a riot in Dundee during the summer. The attempt was made primarily through a Facebook page, which encouraged others to smash up buildings, loot shops and attack police officers. More than 200 people signed up to the event on the Facebook page.
The European Union's new plans for strict budgetary rules over its member states was vetoed by Prime Minister David Cameron, who said that the greater interference from Brussels in UK affairs was against the national interest. Labour leader Ed Miliband accused the PM of weakening Great Britain's power in Europe after giving up its seat at the table of negotiation.
And those are today's headlines. More news on the news page of the Star website.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.